about extremism as well. So we need to educate, firstly, you know, our young community, our young Muslims need to engage them and educate them about our faith. And secondly, also to people on the street in terms of what our faith says, so that people can see the difference between the extremists and terrorists and what a Muslim, you know, looks like, what a Muslim does, and what Islam teaches Muslims. Secondly, we need to also engage with the media and engage with at different levels with other stakeholders to say, well, you know, it's not fair, it's not right that the media or certain sections of the media or certain sections of society, you know, put Muslims and extremists in the same category. So it's about raising awareness, about educating others, and at the same time, Muslims also, I think, need to have a strategy in place. We need to see that how we can perhaps deal with the fact that, unfortunately, young people are being recruited from our community, from Muslim community, who are being led to cause violence. Now, we may want to say that violence isn't being inspired by faith, which is only right, because faith don't inspire violence. But at the same time, we as a Muslim community also need to consider and investigate and look into the fact that, unfortunately, it is young people from the Muslim community that are being recruited. Now, how can we prevent that happening? How can we change the socioeconomic how can we work towards changing the socioeconomic factors that lead to someone being recruited by terrorists? How can we work on our young community? How can we invest in our young community to say that actually, you know, sometimes their personal circumstances don't lead to being recruited by extremists?
Imam Sam, you made a very good point there. I just wanted to expand on that point. You know, you said about obviously socioeconomic reasons and educating our young children, but from my personal experience, like when you're at the age of 5 and 6, you're literally dumped in the masjid for like 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and unfortunately you don't learn the things what you learn later on in life about what actually the deen is. So how can we, from that point of view, you know, educate our youngsters from say 5-6 years onwards, rather than just literally just dumping them in the masjid for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week for 5-6 years, and they come out and they haven't learned the you know, the essence of the deen?
Yeah. Firstly, I think it's lack of religious literacy that leads people to commit terror and extremism, because we've not seen an example of someone who's really educated in Islam, who knows the teachings of Islam and actually going and committing terror. So it just seems that the research doesn't really back this issue up, that people are doesn't back this issue that people are committing terror because of their faith. It doesn't really happen. But we do need to change our strategy in terms of what we teach our young children as well. Because as you say, you know, young children come to the mosque and they spend a lot of time in the mosque. Unfortunately, as soon as they finish, you know, reciting the Holy Quran, they're not interested in Islamic studies and they're not interested in Islam. Now we need to find out, how can we manage our syllabus so that young people, when they come to the mosque, they are more equipped to deal with extremists and terrorists when they approach them to recruit them for their own particular aims and gains. Now, things are changing in the mosque. You know, things are changing in the sense that, you know, syllabuses are being looked at. And new teachings are being introduced, which perhaps people didn't study 10, 15 years ago. So things are changing. They're changing at a slow pace. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to overcome some of the challenges, that unprecedented challenges that we're currently facing.
Amen.
I'm going to have to go, inshallah. So,
inshallah. Imam Sahib, I know you have to go and do a nikah, and best wishes for the new newlyweds. And inshallah, we might need you in the future to do some nikahs down here in Ilford, inshallah.
Okay, take care.
That was Imam Qari Muhammad Asim. MBE and Jazakallah for his time. And he is a very, very busy gentleman, and he's gone to do in the car. So we do dua for the newlyweds. And